The questions for your small group are, what conditions need to be in place to meet student needs, and what actions do teachers need to take to get the teaching and curriculum to meet students' needs? I'm going to throw out some ideas, some topics, some questions to prime the discussion pump for later. So it'll be a mix of necessary conditions in a different kind of a order, because I'm going to do it as a primary teacher, as an ABC for you. A, atmosphere. Children learn best in a state of relaxed anticipation. Action on our agenda. Contract settled, choose our key issues, move on. Autonomy. Fight to strengthen autonomy. Aboriginal education. Did you know that in the district in the province with the highest percentage of Aboriginal students, the schools are only open 4 days a week? Is that giving priority to Aboriginal education for them? Allies. Who else cares about public education? Adding on, increasing our load. B, bureaucratic demands. If it doesn't help students directly, should we refuse to do it? Behavioral support. What can we do about the exploding number of out-of-control children? What can we do for them? Budgets. Burn the FSAs. Bargaining rights. BCESIS, bad control system. Books. Buy boxes and boxes and boxes of books. True literacy doesn't come from package programs and leveled readers that lead to the ghettoization of reading. We need true literature. C, class size and class composition. Caring school communities from K to college. Child-centered learning. Courage to teach from your heart, because you know you can make a difference. Continuous progress. Compassion. Creativity. Constructivist learning theory. Commercialization. Who designs curriculum? Curiosity. Critical thinking. Collective agreement. D. My wife said not to say dump Dawes doll, so I won't. I'll say we need a deputy minister who truly supports public education.
Who's that deputy minister?
Developmentally appropriate. Design. Design a curriculum that meets the needs of the individuals in your class, not to meet the demands of the PLOs, the prescribed learning outcomes. E. Equity of access, equity of resources. Exams, excise them all. Emotional support from enriched environment promotes learning. Excellence, what makes a school excellent? F, first a four-letter word, get it out of the way. F-U-N-D, fully funded public education. Full bargaining rights. Feedback, not ranking. Fun. Follow Finland, not the USA. Finland, where standardized tests are prohibited. Why does our government insist on copying a country that has one of the worst systems in the world? Fear of failure. When threatened, brains shut down, and the fight or flight system takes over. How does this relate to our testing mania and the students? G, good teaching practices. Group work. Global citizens. How do we create citizens who care about others and can think for themselves? Grade point average. In 5 or 10 years, what difference does it make? H, humans need to learn from humans. A social learning environment is so important. Versus homeschooling, computers, distance ed. Homework. Alfie Cohn says it's harmful. Healthy students can learn. Healthy communities. Happy students and teachers. There's a new concept. We need to ask how. How does this idea help kids? Honesty. No hidden agenda from the government. Humor helps learning. Harmful practices must be resisted. I, integration of subjects and teaching, not just in primary. What is the best way to inform parents of our priorities, our position, our new information, and our new campaigns? Internalize evaluation. Intelligence, teach to the multiple intelligences. J, justice, social justice. And where is the joy of teaching and the joy of learning? How can we bring that back? K, kids deserve the best. Knowledge. Teach children how to find it, and if it's on the web, to critically analyze it. Keep kids keen. L, learning conditions, lifelong learning, libraries in every school. What a concept. And a library budget. Limits on class size, class composition. Do letter grades promote learning? Local decision making, locally empowered school boards. Lack of leadership. Where are the principals and the superintendents? Don't wait for it. The more they manage, the less they lead. Lose the letter grades. M, maximum class size, and a lot lower than what we've got right now. Mentors for students and teachers. Metacognition, the biggest factor in our own learning, in asking the right questions and assessing your own learning. Make meaning of all learning. Mind. Keep an open one. And needs-based staffing and resources. I was pleased to see what Dan said about some schools requiring up to twice the staffing. That's been part of our WLC declaration for decades in BC. Neighborhood schools, part of the community, versus school shopping. Oh, oppose outrageous policies. One person can make a difference. Orders. Why are we following the orders? Will doctors accept an order to prescribe poisonous medicine? How can we help teachers to confidently say no? P. Here's a P3 for you. Public education system and the concerted effort to promote privatization of it. Plethora of paperwork. How do we stop stealing time from the students? I'll bet there are some schools where the supporting teachers haven't actually arrived to help out in the classroom yet because they're too busy filling out the forms. Parents, how can we build on the support for parents that we gained last year during the strike? And don't be afraid to explain our positions to parents at the PAC. Promote the primary program. Play. An aside here, a former student of mine moved to the States. He came back, he's in grade 3. His mom says, it's testing, 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 and there's no toys in the kindergarten. Pulverize the privateers. Proactive stance. How can we best promote our own educational practice, the sound educational practices we believe in? Powerful and autonomous professional development. Q, question. Question the questionable policies and the educationally unsound decisions. Quiet, don't be. Speak up. Question authority. I tell my kids that, I say, except mine, of course. R, reading, writing, and arithmetic. Oh, sorry, that's the wrong Congress. Except now it's called literacy and numeracy. Respect for our profession. Restore the cuts and add more. Refuse the FSAs. Risks. New learning requires risk-taking. Ruthless testing and letter grade competition for university is wiping out the electives of a broad education for all of our kids. Rights and responsibilities. Relevant. Let's march. Relationships rule. relationships? How can we promote social connections between the teacher and the learner, which is now proving to be the most important aspect of education? Reflection. There's never time for teachers to reflect, only react. S, supplementary staffing for schools with extra needs. Speak out. The courts have affirmed our right and our duty to do so. Student self-assessment, self-actualization. Strike seems a successful source of some improvement. The STAR project. What can we learn from the Tennessee multi-year class size survey and study, especially for our neediest students? Small is beautiful. Smaller schools or schools within schools to build that interpersonal relationships. T, time to talk. Teaching and learning conditions. This is the Teaching and Learning Conditions Declaration of the BCTF. It outlines what teachers have determined needs to be in place for the best learning environment possible. I'm going to read two key sections. And these have been in our policy book for at least 30 years. The member has the responsibility to maintain a standard of practice that reflects current knowledge and research, and the right to choose professional development activities appropriate to her or his professional inquiries and responsibilities. The member has the right to determine methods of instruction, use of technology, planning and presentation of materials, and the appropriate assessment and evaluation instruments and strategies. T, trust the teachers. When are principals and higher-ups going to trust the teachers? Technology, it's a tool, not a teacher. It's driving us. U, universities and up-to-date research. How can we get that research into the hands of classroom teachers? Two, union. What should our union be doing? And what are you going to do? V, vulnerable. How do we treat our most vulnerable? Value. What do our actions indicate that we value? Very best. We have one of the very best education systems in the world. The only two who are ahead of us are two monocultures. You've heard people mention that today as well. Our multicultural society is doing an amazing job. Why wreck it? W, working conditions. My working conditions are the children's learning conditions. Work to our agenda. I believe we are at the point where we have the time and the inclination and a growing feeling that it's time to take on these big issues like we did on the strike and the college before that. The whole child. Ask, why? The most important thing is why. Always ask, why am I doing this? And also what? What is the benefit of this for my students' learning or my teaching? If the answer is nothing, then what? What is an education for? And walk. Maybe we should walk across the street. X. Excellence. This is a term that's been hijacked by the enemies of education. We know that excellence is more than test scores. X. X the exams, authentic assessment only. Y. Yes, you can make a difference. And Z. Zealots. The fundamentalist fanatics who believe in a market economy with no respect for human beings. A person who, despite all evidence to the contrary, insists that widgets and children be treated the same. Now to conclude, a synthesis of all I've said in three words, A, B, C, action, because of our children. Thank you.